so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining Fit Hair today. I am LaShonda, and we have Alicia here, and we have our guest pastor here with us today, Pastor Paul Garner of the Filling Station Christian Church. He's here at 3838 Alta Mesa Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123. We're going to go ahead and jump right into it today, guys. We have an epic topic today. It's going to be awesome. Get ready. Get online. Make the call. You can call in at 713-955-0353, or you can log in at blogtalkradio.com/behindthechair. Today we're going to be talking about hair loss and spiritual warfare. We're going to go ahead and let you guys know how that all ties in together, because that seems to be taboo and no one wants to address it. No one really wants to believe that sometimes our ministries that we're sitting in are toxic to our bodies, to our minds, and to our souls. So we're going to pass it over to Miss Alicia and Pastor Paul Garner.
Yes, ma'am. I totally agree with hair loss and spiritual warfare. I really think that it's a combination, because the reason why I say I think it's a big thing in the society that nobody really wants to address, because I can say, for an example, I had a client that was experiencing, you know, hair loss, and she sort of didn't know why. She wasn't on any medication. Nothing was wrong, perfectly healthy, but in a toxic ministry.
My.
And so I began to just minister to her while I was shampooing her hair, and just, you know, as God was leading me to let her know that, you know, what she's experiencing is not, it's not a health thing. You know, this is spiritual warfare that you are experiencing. So the reason why I felt like this was, you know, a topic, you know, that me and Shonda discussed, was because women in today's, in 2016, really do not know that spiritual warfare is connected to everything that concerns us. So my first question to you, Pastor Garner, is with everything going on spiritually, do you honestly believe that hair loss can be the reason, you know, why they're going through things, you know, being a part of a toxic church, ministry, relationship, whatever it is?
I totally agree with and know that it is a part of what's going on. My wife is also stylist, too. So we've seen women come in diagnosed with different things, their hair loss or whatever, and they tried every medicine in the world, they tried everything in the world, and come in with big weight. And I see my wife minister to them, and I see my wife actually lay hands, pray for the hair, and see their hair grow back. And it's been very miraculous. But what I want to say about spiritual warfare aspect is, Scripture says, clearly, for we wrestle like a special blood. Everything that we are facing is spiritual first. Right. We try to make it, because we don't understand the spiritual ramifications of life, try to make everything natural, and so we want to say that, you know, everything is not spiritual, because that's a lie. Right. Everything is spiritual first. The Bible says in Genesis 1:6, that God formed man out of his infinite likeness, and that was a spiritual being first before he was a natural being.
Right.
Genesis 2:7 says, then he formed man from dust.
Right.
And he breathed the man to his nostrils, the breath of life, became a living being.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it was spiritual first. Everything that we deal with is sin. It's spiritual. Everything we deal with, being in relationships, is spiritual first.
Right.
And when we try to make it natural over spiritual, then that's a problem. We talk about the balance between spiritual and natural. There is no balance between spiritual and natural. Everything is spiritual, then that.
Right.
What you said about your wife being able to be in a place to have the power to lay hands on her clients, that's very important, too. We as hairstylists, we have to have a connection with God. We have to have a relationship with God. We have to have our hands clean.
If it's a ministry.
If it's a If it's a man.
If it's just making money, you don't have that relationship with God. Because violence is rarely just the same.
I agree.
So if you just do it to make money, but you're doing it to change lives.
Right.
You have to have God's
attention. I agree totally. That's why I always say, when me and Shonda having conversations about hairstylists and their relationships with God and them touching different unclean things and then turn around and touching clients' hair, that they can be part of the problem too. They can be part of the problem too. They can be the reason why, you know.
They can be caring through warfare on the client.
On the client's transferring spirit.
And that spirit goes into the house.
Right.
Home to do, or for their personal home,
uh-huh.
And now they're having problems at home, but they don't know why. Maybe check
your beautician.
Woo!
Did y'all hear that Facebook Live? Woo! Word. Check your beautician.
And barbers.
And your barbers, too.
And
so,
barbers,
and
right.
This goes hand-in-hand with barbers and hairstylists, because...
You gotta think about this. The head is the crown of the body.
Right.
The head is the crown of the body.
Right.
The Bible says it's all close to the head, that's the beautician. That's an artist. So whenever the head, the top, is being interfered with, the body itself is
going
to suffer for what the head is doing.
Right.
Your body can't do what your head is not thinking.
I totally agree. So in other words, you're saying that if your mind is affected, everything else is affected.
If your head is affected, your body will suffer.
Your body's going to suffer.
If your head is affected, your body's going
to
suffer.
So this leads me to the next question. When as a hairstylist, you know, and you're touching different things, you know, do you feel like it's important to, you know, have prayer before you start doing?
It's important to have a real lifestyle.
Right.
Just praying is not going to change things. If you have a horrible lifestyle and you're living wrong, you can't just get up and pray and then start touching on people. It doesn't work like that. You have to live the life that you want to. Don't mean you don't mess up, but you have to live the life. So that when you get in, you're not trying to pressure your way to get into something that you're not already prepared for.
So true.
Question?
I completely agree. I find that to be so with many styles, because we find ourselves, as soon as we get off of work, we headed to happy hour.
Right.
We headed out to the club. I went out to happy hour.
Right.
And I was so sluggish the next morning, and I was pressing. I didn't have enough coffee to help me through the day. They didn't make enough to help me. It's true.
Right. And then only that, just think about sin works like this. Sin of omission and commission. That's a sin that you do that you don't know you do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
And there's grace for that. But then that sin that we just do because we want to do it,
mm-hmm.
and we plan it. We make plans and we're scared of this kind of sin. And then in return, we want God to forgive us for our scheduled sin. You got to be careful with that. The Bible says in Romans, should we keep on sinning, grace abound? Paul Elder said, certainly not.
Mm-hmm.
And so even as stylists, as pastors, preachers, as anybody, you want to make sure that when you're speaking, watch them and help you out. Spirit not just come through the hand, but through the mouth too.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be speaking the right thing, but my spirit is wrong. And no matter how right I'm speaking, it still comes out wrong because the spirit in which I'm speaking is
wrong.
If you're speaking the wrong stuff with the wrong spirit or the right stuff with the wrong spirit, You are affecting their livelihood.
Right. Right.
In every aspect.
Right.
You're affecting their relationship with their husband or with their children or whatever, because you are the counselor in their life. When they go and sit and lay on a chair and pay for counseling, you are counseling them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you give them wrong counsel,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man, you man, that walks without the counsel of the ungodly. And so if you give an ungodly counsel, you're suffering them life.
Yes.
You're suffering them, and I don't think we realize that. So what happens with blind, a lot of people from making the ministry is because the money, the look of success,
right.
and the industry itself is tainted anyway. The industry itself is evil. Let's just call it like you see.
I agree.
The fashion industry is evil.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart is not for God for real, you'll get sucked up in that. Oh yeah, you'll go in saying I love the Lord out of my heart, but then you end up cussing and fussing and going to all these fashion shows and being like them instead of being among them but not like them.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I agree.
And then there's no difference between you and them.
I totally agree.
So how can we be the light, and the light
looks
like God?
Mm. Did y'all hear that? That's awesome.
Did you hear that? So this right here has just really opened up a lot of questions. I know for myself, being a hairstylist, and I know Shonda, there was just a ultimate connection between her and I when we met.
Right.
And I knew that we had, like spirit.
Right.
I knew that we loved the Lord. Both of us were praising. Both of us sing. It was just a lot that we had in common. But as we began to talk, we both had the same mind as far as the spiritual part.
Right.
And not just spiritual, but the business. But the spiritual part was is more important to me
right
now at this point, because as a hairstylist, it's very cutthroat, like you said, in this industry. And when we go home,
there's no integrity.
There's no honesty. There's no nothing.
Right.
No unity.
There's
I
no
unity. I should know that Mother May come in.
Mm-hmm.
I could know that.
Mm-hmm.
But let you be out. I'm trying to take Mother May.
You better talk.
And so there's no camaraderie. There's no brother or sister in it at all.
That's it.
I'm going to get mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be whatever I need to be to get my money.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord knows my heart. That's one of the biggest fraud stages in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord knows my heart.
Yeah.
He knows your heart. That's why you got to open up those doors. If he gave you your heart,
right.
he knows that it pollutes whatever it is he's trying to do to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, do you honestly feel like as a barber and a stylist in this industry, once you start converting your thoughts over to, more spiritual and focusing your relationship on God, that not only will doors open for you, but your clients will start
clients
being blessed?
Your clients, so what happened is, the closer you get to God, the more your clients will change and the demographic
yes.
of your clients will change.
Yes, right. Okay.
The atmosphere changes altogether.
When the atmosphere changes, your clients are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Those who want change, those who are striving, they'll come.
Mm-hmm.
Those who want to stay stuck, you'll see them falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a scary moment. But the end result is all things work together, Romans 8:8, for the good of the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
He won't let you suffer. He won't let you go under when his hand is on you. Call him. So the transition will look crazy because there might be people you had for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be there anymore because they don't understand the spiritual ramifications of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in the midst of it, we may lose some.
People walk off. But you have to understand that a loss for God is multiplication.
Yes,
I agree. Right.
So whatever you lose, say to the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak for myself that when I began to, because I was out of, when my mom passed away, I was out of church for I know for a good 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She passed 2 years ago. And I know that when I experienced that, I stopped doing hair because I was in the dark.
Right.
I was living in the dark.
Right.
I wasn't going to church.
Right.
I didn't want to hear nothing about God because I just, you know, at that point in time, I felt like, okay, why?
Right.
But I noticed that.
Let's go back to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So when you lost your mother,
mm-hmm.
you were in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Her loss that happened right there.
I experienced it.
I know you did. Let me tell you why. The number two causes of hair loss is sickness and stress.
Yeah.
Which stress is a sickness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the enemy can stress you out with life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He can take away whatever you want to take away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take pride in your hair, he'll take that first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
That's it. We Facebook Live, he has to repeat that. Say it again, Pastor.
The enemy knows if he can stress you out, if he can get you to a place where you become in the dark,
mm-hmm.
the first thing he does, he takes what you fire pride in. If you fire pride in your hair, he'll take your hair.
Yes.
He will take your hair.
Yes. And
I believe it.
During that time, I did. I experienced that. I cut it all off. You know, I was trying to figure out why I was
dry,
drive,
not help anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so you start overcompensating.
Right.
I put too much chemicals in it, mm-hmm. or too much whatever.
Weave.
All the weave in
the
trying to overcompensate. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. if your hair is no longer healthy, he won.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that, too, mm-hmm. that throughout that time and what I was experiencing with my hair, God wouldn't. I can't even wear the weave. I mean, I'm allergic to it.
Right.
So I really think at that point in time, he put me in a place to look at myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To deal with my.
We
had
to look at you.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. I appreciate it. But once I got to the point to where I was accepting, you know, the grieving process.
Yes.
I went to doctors and everything. He was saying that it was stress, grief, and, you know, so forth. But I already knew
right.
that it was a spiritual thing
right.
because when she was alive, I was, you know, just so connected.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I was able to, you know, tap in and hear clearly.
What if I chose the Lord allowed her to live so you can get where you need to be in it?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. My mother died on Christmas Eve, and I had a conversation with the Lord. I asked him, I said, why would you let a woman suffer so much sleep?
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much other stuff going on in this world. There's people who are raping kids. There are people who are killing these people. There are people who are robbing. This is the one who loves you. She gave her whole life, and you let her die. You could have said, you could have me. You could have been anybody that was not fit to live.
Mm-hmm.
What he told me was this right here. He said, after a while, you'll understand my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I'll understand the purpose. And his purpose was to give you to a place where I can one day be where she's going.
Mm. My God.
Because my relationship with God had to be my relationship with God. If my relationship with God was my relationship with my mama and God.
Mm.
And so my mother became a portal for me to get to God.
Mm-hmm.
God says, you don't need another person to get to me. I need you, Paul, to learn how to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to know my voice. And that's why I believe a lot of us who have relationship with God, whenever things are taken out of our life, never to make us suffer, but it's to make us for the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I totally agree.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, in my life as a hairstylist, when I started back, things begin to start, you know, coming back together. Clientele, Dublin, Mobile,
right.
and God placed me in an area where, you know, it's nothing but money.
I feel like she talked to the audience right now and let them know that anybody who has suffered loss,
mm-hmm.
it's not for loss, but it's for gain.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you should celebrate that right now.
Facebook viewers, I believe that when God allows a loss to take place, that it's actually for your gain. It's for your gain because what you had before the loss took place,
right.
It's nothing compared to
nothing
what I have now. My faith, my trust, my belief, everything that concerns me
right.
in this business
right.
and in my life, personal life, me as a mother, a friend,
right.
A business owner, right. everything has just totally changed.
It's been
a transformation mentally, emotionally, physically,
yes.
spiritually, yes, financially, yes, everything has changed, and I know that God allowed that to happen. You know, at first I didn't understand because she wasn't sick.
Right.
She was just suddenly.
Right.
Suddenly, and it was like, you know, it's unfair. You know,
right,
it is unfair. And,
right,
and my sister and I and my brother, we just could not understand why things was happening. Even my sister, she suffered from hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
She
right
began to
pull out,
just start,
mm-hmm,
you know, just
right
picking at certain areas in her hair. And I was like, you know, it's a nerve problem. It's something that you're going
right
through. You're grieving, but
mm-hmm
you're doing it. You're coping with it.
Coping.
By just, you know, just
mm-hmm
pulling
mm-hmm
on the hair. So, wow, it's, man, listen here, I was just blown away just then.
Yeah.
I know that this ain't nobody but God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Straight up, Facebook, this is God.
Ooh,
I just want to thank you.
Hallelujah!
For bringing me here. Because when people go through church hurt, when they go through
yes
toxic
right
ministries,
right,
just everything that you go through in life is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been here at this point, you know, experiencing, you know, hair loss and going through the spiritual warfare, me personally, you know, you brought me here to this place. You brought me here. And I know that, yeah, I'm crying on Facebook. I'm a crybaby. But I just thank God for, I even told her, I said, you know, on Facebook, I say, Pastor Barney, he just so, you know, loving it. He,
mm-hmm,
which is that? I say,
yeah,
you know, he don't even have to really know you. It's just the God that's in him draws you, you know, to him, to the ministry, to. I knew about this church year, a couple of years ago, and I kept saying, oh, I'm going to go. And now that I'm here and able to experience just being in the presence, just
mm-hmm
this whole setup, just
mm-hmm
the church, you can
mm-hmm
just feel the presence of God. I know this is a hair broadcast, but there are different reasons why God orchestrates,
yeah,
and he allows things to happen. This is a man of God that knows, a hairstylist herself. He's able to tap in
mm-hmm
and to know what hairstylists go through because his wife goes through.
Yeah.
He's able to know, you know, what barbers deal with because God allows him to tap in to different things. And, you know, this right here is just, this is good. This is good for the listeners, the callers, the viewers, this is actually good. Is somebody calling in?
Yes.
I think so. Oh, I don't know what that. I don't know what 210 is. So,
they would have to be calling from
okay
from here. But what I want to know is, I really want to thank you personally for even accepting the opportunity for us to even sit down and speak to a pastor because I have to say it, some pastors are they too good. They're too in a hot place and not you know, where they're accessible. And I just know that God lives in you. You have a heart for the people and
mm-hmm
I feel his girl. I'm telling you, I feel his presence.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to just run around this
mm-hmm
building again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to run around this church again
mm-hmm
because you have really opened
that's
up
not
something in me
mm-hmm
with hair loss and spiritual warfare. But my next question to you is how do you think that a person can overcome the spiritual warfare? What is something that they would have to do as a client? I know me personally, I know what I have to do, but someone are not in the know. You know, they don't know.
Well, you have some clients that are not safe. And it's good to have some clients that are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have some clients that are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is your mission. That is the place where you can show them God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's present and talking about God. So first, again, you have to make sure you live in what you say because
mm-hmm
your clients are watching.
Right.
You can't tell me something you're not doing.
Right.
That's the first one. But this is how you deal with spiritual warfare. They have to first accept the fact that it is spiritual. But I want to go back to this. I reckon it's the stuff of the present time that not be compared to the rules and shelves to be able to. That's what I heard when you were talking about the basic thought. That your suffering cannot compare to what God wants to do. Because the glory that's coming, far more greater in your situation, far more greater in your trial, far more greater than your loss, far more greater than those who walk out, far more greater than the shops you have to move from.
Talk.
Your tissue might be the right your tissue, but in the wrong shop.
Lemonade. Yeah. And that client just got into an argument with her husband before she came in.
She ready to leave.
She ready to leave because of lemonade.
I know.
Oh, that is a felony, is what that is. That's a felony. Yes, yes, that's what it is. Yes.
So you would encourage me to vandalize something because he hurt.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this. Truth be told, a lot of times, now we're talking about relationships, and I know that we're talking about hair loss, but a lot of times, God has already, for those who know God, God has already given you a way of escape out of the situation. But
ooh,
you stay in it because you can't come. If the enemy can keep you comfortable, he can keep you strict.
That's the
exactly
same.
What
I'm
saying. That's
yes.
What I said about what I said.
Yes.
So he knows that it's a device.
Mm-hmm.
A device. It's a device. Scripture doesn't say for we fight against flesh and blood. It says for we wrestle.
Right. Yeah.
Now, when you think about wrestling, wrestling has to do with getting somebody into a move to make them submit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, tap out.
To
say I quit. He didn't say fight. Because you get knocked out, they had to do with submit.
Mm-hmm.
You can get back up with some salt, and you're still free.
Yes.
But wrestling has to do with entangling you
yes.
and making you submit.
Wow.
Yeah, I caught that.
So we wrestle,
mm-hmm.
not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
We're so busy wrestling against what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But what the wrestle is that's entangling us is the spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And so we look free with the makeup, with the weave in our hair and all of that,
mm-hmm.
but our inside...
Take the covers off.
...or captive by
yep.
what we listen to,
yep.
by what... And we try to strive to be, watch this, something that the world tells us we're supposed to be, instead of seeing what God says we're real.
Wow.
And the scripture says you're wonderful, beautiful, unique, the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, the linen, not the bottom, the blessing and sitting in the field, going out and coming in. Wherever you place your feet, you can have. That's what the Bible says about us.
Mm-hmm.
When we're so busy trying to be what the world says we're supposed to be.
My.
And we're trying to make beauty in the makeup and in the cosmetics.
Yes, and in the hair, the weave, the bundle. Listen, ladies.
Listen, I think he was a fly on the wall.
Had to be when we was having our
conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because society
right.
has made a lot of women, 90%, 95%
right.
of women,
right.
whether they're black, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, feel like they're not beautiful or they're not this or they're not that because
right.
they don't have the long hair,
right.
they don't have the sew-in,
right.
they don't have the weave across the eye.
I know people who will pay $500 for a hairstyle
mm-hmm.
and light skin.
Now, I believe we talked about that last week.
Well, that's the price of water bill.
For hair.
Out of order.
Or make arrangements
for
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Without
it.
He sees the real me.
That's it.
Then you got to ask the question, what is love? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love will love you where you are and let you ascribe to be who God calls you.
Let me put a commercial out there. There's a series going on right now at the Filling Station Christian Church. Listen, if you have not gotten here, get here on Sunday morning. The series is bananas.
And I know that to be so true because, you know, with me going through, you know, my separation and divorce and everything, you know, when I hear I'm going to say my friend, say, oh, you're beautiful. You see how you said that a few minutes ago? And I was like, oh, thank you, you know.
Right.
I had to get to that point to where I was accepting who I was because I felt like I needed some makeup. I felt like I needed this. I felt like I needed that. But do you feel like when a man requires
a
wife or
a
girl, whatever.
He's having a problem. He's having an identity problem with himself. A woman is not a trophy. A woman is not a dime on your side. That's not what a woman is. She's a helper. And if it takes your beauty, all the extra stuff to help you meet what you're trying to do, then that's the wrong man.
Right.
Listen, say that again, Pastor.
If it takes your beauty and all the exterior for him to help, for you to help him meet what you're trying to do, it was never in the Garden of Eden where Adam said that woman was so bad. I hear preachers all the time say, you know, he called her, whoa, man, she was so bad. She could have been the other side of the world. We don't know what Eve looked like. And when Adam woke up, he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. In other words, what was inside of me now is laying on the side of me. Wow, God, that's amazing that you took my desires and made it happen. That's what he's calling woman from. From woman from man's womb.
Okay, with that, I have a question now, Pastor.
Okay.
So, with that being said, does a Proverbs 31 woman require? Is it the weed? Is it the
eyelashes?
Let me tell you how bad a Proverbs 31 woman is. A Proverbs 31 woman is so bad. The Bible says she can kill the people.
She was bad.
She had a business. Of her home.
A bad mama jama is what they call it.
The Bible says that her children will rise up and call her blessed.
Mm.
They'll brag about her because she handles business. It has nothing to do with how she looks or how she handles business.
How she handles business.
I really honestly believe in like I said, 2016, that
let me say this. I'm not saying walk around looking like a monster either.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Please don't. That means leave your pajama pants at home, ladies, and your house shoes.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you should not allow a look to cause you to become emotionally stressed, physically stressed, because in the long run, you mess up your hair anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You lose it because of the stress anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and be you. And if, I'm going to say the word, if the dude don't like you for who you are, kick rocks and open those shoes. And tell me if you look better coming than going.
Woo!
Thank God for the dude that likes it.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I tell my wife, you know, put that thing in your head. Because I know how long it takes you see your hair. Put the thing in your head. Whatever you, baby, because I love you who you are. What you got on is not going to change how I feel about you.
Exactly.
I think that society itself has put a big umbrella over the truth about beauty, the truth about strength, the truth about. And so when the truth starts to come in, the umbrella starts from coming in, so they ascribe back to doing what they used to do.
Right.
It's almost like a dog. A dog show up. Come back and get his bug and eat it like his food. And that's what happens a lot because the biggest influence in the world is not the church.
Right.
It's not. The biggest influence in the world is me.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Television, radio, Facebook Live, anything that has to do with me is the greatest influence in the world. People believe what they see.
Yes,
I believe it.
But faith is not about seeing. Faith says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So So faith has to do with you hearing, believing, and then ascribing to what you heard.
Right, right.
But the world has it tries to give you a way out to believe that if I see it,
mm-hmm.
then that must be true.
Mm-hmm.
If I can touch it, then that must be true. But you should be told what you touch and what you see. You have anything that traps you and causes you to become emotionally and physically stressed, which will cause you to be in a place you don't want to be in.
Exactly. In a dark place.
In a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
We got
mm-hmm.
any comments, any questions?
No, we had one comment. It was just a supportive comment.
Well, hey, y'all, welcome to comment, ask a question. I'm going to go live for our callers that are on. Hello, callers. Do anybody have any questions? Would anybody like to ask a pastor some questions?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Who am I talking to? Yes, who am I talking to?
My name is Dottie
Robinson.
All right,
Miss Dottie Robinson.
Hey, Miss Dottie.
Well, hey.
What's your question?
How do you feel when a client comes in and is interested in your care? Do you always pray for them? Do you feel that that's a good thing to pray for your clients, that you do the right thing? Being that you're a woman of God and you want this customer, you want to have a good relationship, do you pray for your customers? Not just a specific one, but all your customers. And then you all were talking about the atmosphere as well. Now, some people don't like the music, the pop, the music, what the kids do now. But some people like relaxing music. Some people like gospel. Do you think that that's a good idea? Some people may not like it. My thing is, I feel that you all set the atmosphere, the tone for your place. Do you agree?
I mean, I totally agree.
Yes.
I totally agree. I mean, I know for myself, in my salon suite, I'm either playing jazz, neo-soul, or I have a lot of clients that come in that I know that their relationship with God is so strong, honey, they come in sitting in the seat praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a switch where I'm able to accommodate them because I listen to gospel too. But I think that's very important. And I have a prayer on my wall too as well that I read out loud every single day because I want to be a blessing to my clients. You know, I want them to live a life of prosperity as well. And Shonda, I know she has a nice little atmosphere.
Yeah, I have to keep a nice atmosphere, and I start my atmosphere with prayer. I have to pray for myself, for one, because whatever is in my way and whatever's in my mind, I need for God and myself to put it to the side
right. Until
I finish or whatever, or God just take it away, period, because
right. When
I'm touching the people,
right.
my spirit has to be right. That is a ministry. Somebody could come in my chair and sit there and be on the brink of suicide. And if I don't have no words, no power in myself,
right. They
can leave out of the dead with their hair pretty.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Praise God.
Oh,
praise God.
Oh, the other point of that is that you don't have to be a fanatical speaking tongues and go all in your clients.
Sure.
The Bible says that men don't always pray. So you can pray within your spirit
right. For
your clients. And they don't even know you're praying. But you can pray for them as you're doing their hair.
Yes.
And they'll leave with a impartation
that's
of prayer
right.
on their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you
for that question. That was a really good question. Any other caller has a question? Okay, if not, we're going to go back to our broadcast. We're off live. But that's really a good point because I know that when I experience things in my life, I'm talking about God has been doing some overwhelming things where my mind is, I've been telling Shonda, look, my mind is not able to wrap around it, but I've had clients come in for the last 4 weeks. One was a LDN.
Okay.
She got promoted to assistant DON.
Wow.
Of a facility.
Wow.
And she came in and she was like, "Oh my God, I gotta tell you something. I gotta tell you." And I was like, "What? What's going on?" When things was happening for me, my clients was coming in telling me different things. Then I had another client. She had lost her home, and then turned around a couple of days later. She met a landlord of a home that had already rented that home out to somebody else and canceled it and gave it to her.
Wow.
No money up front. Then another client came in, was blessed with a two-story home, very young, got engaged, and she is a director over the union labor,
the
corporate office. And she just been telling, everybody has been coming in saying, "Look, I got to tell you what's going on." And I'm just believing in my heart and my soul, Lord Jesus, that what's happening for me is trickling down.
It has to.
Yes.
It has to. All has to flow.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, too. When your clients are lined up with God's will, the windows are open.
They're
open here. But we got to be mindful that there's two kinds of blessings. There's a kingdom blessings and covenant blessings. Covenant blessings are given to people just because they're human and God loves them. Kingdom blessings are only given to those who operate and do the things or in order the things that God calls them to order. That's whether it's church, job, family, body, mind, spirit. When everything is in order, the portals are open. And you can just walk, and the blessings of God chase you back. You ain't chasing blessings anymore. And a lot of us, we live a life trying to chase blessings. But when you're in order with God, the blessings will chase you back.
Right. Wow. Amen.
As you follow God, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all days of your life.
I'm lost.
Because listen here, we talk every day. If I'm not calling her, she calling me. And we having just good conversation. She's like, "Girl, you got to church. You better get on up there." She called me Sunday. "You ready for church?" I said, "It's 9 o'clock. Remember, I stay down the street. I stay like 3 minutes down the street from the church. So I was like, "Oh, my God, that's a good place." Shonda, thank you, girl. Thank you. But to me, I just believe as hairstylists, as business women, walking in Proverbs 31 is a beautiful thing.
That's more than beautiful. That's life.
Exactly.
When you see a woman walk in true virtue, who can find the virtue for them? And that goes two ways. You can be virtuous, and just because somebody's finding you don't mean you're not virtuous. It means they're blind to virtue.
Yes. That's good. That's rich.
Rich. 35 years old and not married. That doesn't mean that you're not virtuous. It doesn't mean you're around a whole bunch of blind dudes. They get blind about media and everything else. You're being virtuous because the Bible says when a man finds so all those boys, they'll move away. Now we'll sit in the midst of the bag.
That's it.
You know,
it's scary out here. It's very scary. Very scary. They're like, you know, ladies, hey, you know, I hear it all the time in my chair. I just don't know. What is up? Maybe a man is fine with you.
And it was so crazy like that. When a man finds a virtuous woman, it's off the chain. But if a man is finding a woman, period, the Bible says he still be faithful. So God makes the woman dynamic and unique from a man. So when the Lord took Eve out of Adam, he took Adam's second dose of favor out of him.
So even with all your eyelashes and all your bundles,
girl, you can see.
It don't matter.
And all your makeup, favor is favor.
That favor is favor. That favor, you should be the one to make up the favor.
Make it up.
What I am against is that when you're trying to make up, you're trying to be something that God never intended you to be. You're trying to make a statement to be something. And whatever you're pretending to be, over time,
ooh,
it will come out. And you'll find yourself stressed again.
That's it.
Emotionally and physically stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, what you're trying to keep up, you're losing.
You're losing, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Exposure.
You're losing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're losing. Mm-hmm. With his hair, with his relationship, whatever.
Yeah.
Because whatever you build it on,
mm-hmm,
that's what you have to continue doing. And let me tell you about this. When virtuous women get tired and they're in the chair and they're saying, you know, oh, I don't know, it's just so hard out here. These men are in prison or in jail.
Yeah.
Or, you know, these men don't even look my way. You know, the women were doing all this stuff for them. If you do something for a man, then all of a sudden you get married. And, you know, if you're nasty for a man, then he'll marry you. So that's a lie.
Talk about it.
There are good men out here. The issue is that you've made a standard based upon what your mind and culture has perceived a good man to be. You made it based upon if he's tall, if he has six figures, if you know, if he, you know, he can dress well. If, you know, you look at the shoes and say his shoes are clean. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all this stuff going on. But what if you've never been taught to be that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh my God.
And even you, watch this. Even you with your facade is a diamond in the rough.
Ooh.
You just a polished rough diamond.
Polished.
That's all. And so if you can find, watch this, if you can find a man that is good, minus the exterior. Because
wow,
if the inside is good, you can always get the outside.
We see a lot of celebrities that are gorgeous on the outside.
And horrible.
Horrible and crazy as well.
You're talking about celebrities.
That's
not people in church.
He's talking about the church. What
the church
be? Okay.
They shine on the outside.
Yeah.
But they have horrible spirits.
Nasty.
And so the problem with all of that is that you're fighting a battle,
mm-hmm,
that the enemy is winning. And you're on his side. You're like you're fighting for him.
Mm.
When you strive to be what the world is telling you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the Bible
God
says be in the world, but not
of the world.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I sit in the world,
mm,
in the tangible aspect of the world, but my mentality and my mindset cannot be like this.
Yeah.
There's a story in the Bible where, I know you heard about it before, it said, well, you know, women are not supposed to cut their hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's in the Bible. That women are not supposed to cut their hair. Let me tell you what this is. What was happening was the harlots were cutting their hair going into the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a lot of makeup going into the temple in those days,
mm-hmm,
to lure the men of God away,
mm-hmm,
to do ungodly things.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul was telling that body of believers, don't cut your hair because you're going to look like them so that you won't get confused with them, so they won't approach you like you're harlots.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with this dispensation of time.
Yeah.
So cutting your hair don't mean you ain't listening to God.
Ooh. Help us, Pastor Paul.
This is going to have to be a discussion next week.
Yes.
Because do you think that's where where the churches are for, where it says you're not supposed to cut your hair, you're not supposed to wear these, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that?
Say what I know to be true. That the law is holy.
Right.
But when you live in faith and grace, you understand that there's some things that the law was meant for them and not for us.
Mm. Wow. Y'all have to live. Oh, oh my God.
The Bible says in the book of Romans, the first chapter, talking to the Gentiles,
mm-hmm,
says, hey man, y'all can't just live in this kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just live in this kind of way and expect, you know, grace to find towards you like that. It didn't,
mm-hmm,
work like that.
Mm-hmm.
God will turn you over to your desires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll be overcome,
mm-hmm,
by your desires. Love of themselves. You'll be overcome by that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Then in chapter 2, he turns around and says, hey, Gentiles, hey, Jews, you can't trip because you know the law. Because if you broke one law, you broke them all.
Wow.
So you need grace.
Colin, do you hear that? I just see some people calling in right now. Listen, you have to tune in.
Yes.
Next week, it is going to be very epic and hot. We're going to have another pastor,
yes,
that will be on the panel
brother
with us. Ontario Jones, Bishop. Oh,
yeah, that's Bishop.
Right. Bishop Ontario Jones will be a part of our panel on next week. Y'all have to tune in. This right here is epic. I know that there is no other hairstylist collaboration. I'm just going to say.
If I be the better God, I know that I am. This is going to be a TV show. You're going to be able to celebrate the fact you remember when they had to record on the phone, and now they have a studio. I believe it. I declare it. And my faith is strong enough to pull out the atmosphere and cause a pass. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to run. In Jesus' name. I pray it. I believe that.
Amen. We want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. Alicia is praising God right now. The atmosphere is thick in here right now. Y'all make sure that you guys, hey, if you don't have a church home, even if you have a church home, and you want to come sit up under Pastor Paul Gardner's feet, he's here. The church is here. The atmosphere is thick, 3838 Alta Mesa Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123. 133, y'all, I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Earlier, when I was listening, and y'all were talking about the atmosphere, the shop, the barber shop that I go to, I hear my barber's mother barber. They're so church hurt. Not even church hurt. They're torn or broken from my seeing another type of character, you know, me. So when I go in there, it's hard because I don't know how, you know, I don't know how to benefit that level. And y'all were talking about the music and all that. So there are points where they're done. You know, and it hurts because they're talking
about A1 tough,
but they're
dumb
because of how they see their character.
So
how do you change that? You know, how do you
by living the life in front of them? The only thing
they
can tell you anything is consistent.
Wow.
Yes. Live the life of God in front of them. When they playing all that other kind of music and doing all the other kind of stuff and cussing or whatever they're doing, you can't get a part of it. God brought you there. Be a beacon of light to them. Give God baby just to go to minister. Now he's picking up there.
Wow.
And minister by being a light. Got you? Open up the Bible and trying to preach down. And, you know, but yeah, I apologize for being a guy who wasn't the right. Even me, when I wasn't the right. We can always see the false stuff from God. But listen to me. You're not God. One more chance to prove you here. I'm praying you find a man of God, find a place. Are you the man of God that you didn't see?
Jesus.
They've been telling for you to be the man of God that you didn't see.
Wow.
Because that's what I did. I chose to be the man of God that I didn't see.
Wow. That's so good.
Amazing.
That is so good.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, y'all. I had to take it out. I'm a runner and a praiser and a shouter. I do all that. But this has been so helpful to me. And I know that we have, you know, callers that chimed in, and we have Facebook Live, and I know that some people are going to log on. I wanted to just end this, you know, this broadcast with prayer, Pastor, if possible. We can pray to, you know, to help Facebook and those that's on air.
Especially Father God, thank you, ma'am, for being Savior and Lord of all. No matter what we've done, no matter what we can conjure up to do, your faith will forgive us the sins of the false righteousness. So, God, we ask your forgiveness, God, for anything we have done, God, that caused you hurt. But then, God, we ask those are out there, God, to be saved, God, that they accept you as your Lord, as your Lord and Savior, God. And those who need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, God, Holy Spirit fills them. Now, God, as we leave this, whenever your presence, I ask when we come back again, God,